Hello, everyone. This is Hugh Davis back at it with the Gridiron Greatness podcast. And today we're going to be talking about the both sides of the NFL, the NFC and the AFC. And we're going to be talking about both sides, basically talking about some best players from each of the sides. And then we're going to go from there. So, from the NFC, my best running back in the NFC, it's tough, but I mean, I would have to go Dalvin Cook. Stats back it up. He's basically carrying the entire Vikings team on his back. I mean, they're a lost cause without him. I think he just brings so much to the table in terms of a running back. I just think that he's just the best, honestly, in the NFC. Best quarterback in the NFC. So here's where it gets tricky. You really only have two options. You have Rodgers and you have Russell Wilson and you have Kyler Murray too. I would say Rodgers. I just feel like he's playing the best out of the three. He has the most experience out of the three. He just has everything that you need in a quarterback. He's not the fastest, but when you need him to be, he can get outside of the pocket, kind of move around a little bit. He can do everything. And with only him having really one really solid wide receiver in Davante Adams, who we're going to be talking about next, I think he benefits a lot from that, but I mean, then again, it's only one wide receiver, so I think him making plays with other people and making them available, I think that he does a great job of that. So now we're gonna be talking about the best wide receiver in the NFC. So the best wide receiver in the NFC, in my opinion, Davante Adams. I mean, sure, he doesn't really have a lot of other weapons besides Aaron Jones on the offense to like spread the ball around to, so of course he's gonna be getting most targets. Definitely most catches, but it's just the stats, just they just back everything up. Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins leading receiving yards right now. This is as of week 10, but I still feel like Davante Adams is the best all around. I think he's the best wide receiver in the league, in my opinion. Just he's all around. I think he's really the best. Okay, so now we're going to be talking about the AFC. So to me, the best running back in the AFC, I don't really think there's any competition. I think it's Derrick Henry. I just think he's so insanely good that like, and you don't really have any other options in the AFC. They kind of that's the side of football that like lacks a lot of talent at the running back. I'm not saying they lack talent in general. I'm just saying like at the running back position, they lack a lot. I mean, the best next up would probably be like probably James Conner or someone like that. So yeah, that's what I think. The best quarterback in the NFC or AFC, my bad. Best quarterback in the AFC. That's tough. I mean, it's really between Patrick Mahomes. You could say Ben Roethlisberger and Lamar Jackson, but I'm gonna go with Patrick Mahomes. I just think what he's able to do, sure he's like the best weapons in the league, best receiving core, I think. But I just think that he has so much and he uses them to the full he uses it the full to the full visibility, I guess. I just think that he's just the best overall guy. I mean, there's no one really besides, oh, maybe Josh Allen. But then again, like I still think Patrick Mahomes is a little more electrifying than that. He can put balls on the money and everything. He can run if you need him to. So yeah, that's what I think. All right, so best wide receiver in the AFC. Let me think here for a bit. I would go Stephon Diggs, honestly. I think he's emerged as one of the great wide receivers in the NFL this year. And I think him like getting traded, he kind of put him as a chip on his shoulder from Buffalo, even though I know he wanted to like leave the Vikings. He still put a little bit of a chip on his shoulder that he got traded. So I just think he's the best, honestly, in the AFC as a wide receiver position. So now we're going to go on to talking about who I think will win each division across the whole NFL. So as this is all as of week 10. So in the AFC East, I think the Bills are gonna win this. I think it's gonna be close between the Bills and Dolphins. I just think the Bills are gonna pull it off. I think that they don't have the easiest schedule, but I think that with the amount of with how good their offense is and how their defense is holding up for them, especially against the Cardinals. I mean, sure they gave up that touchdown, but I still like over without that. I mean, I think they played a solid game. I think they're definitely the favorite to win the AFC East. AFC West, I'm going Chiefs. They're just good at every position of the ball. They're just all around really, really good. I mean, the Raiders might give them a chance, and I know people are like, "Oh, if the Raiders win, they're gonna have like a it's gonna be a throw up between the Raiders and Chiefs." I don't think so. I think the Chiefs are gonna win this by quite a bit. AFC North, I'm going with the Steelers. Sure, they're 9-0 right now, but I don't think the Ravens are playing, and I don't think the Browns are so inconsistent that I don't know. You never really know what ex to expect from them, so I really don't know how confident I am. Even though the Browns are stacked, sure. I mean, now with OBJ out, I mean, it has to rely on the running game a lot from Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. And the Ravens, they're not playing like they did last year. Lamar Jackson really isn't the same. He really needs to get the wide receivers a little more involved. So that's why I think the Steelers. I think the best defense in the league is that's why I think they're gonna win. Ooh. AFC South, Titans and Colts. That's the main two front runners, I think, for the AFC South. I think the Titans, I think, are gonna pull it off. I just think they have a better, well-rounded team. I think the Colts offense lacks a little bit in their run game. Yeah, sure, they have Jonathan Taylor. But I don't think he's as solid as like the Titans Derrick Henry. I just think that like I don't really know. It's just I feel like the Titans are just gonna pull it off. I just have this gut feeling that they will. I feel like the Colts like I feel like they'll find a way to lose a big game, or a game that they need to win or something like that. So I feel like the Titans are gonna pull it off in that way. Let's go to the NFC. So. The NFC East. The best record is 3-5-1. It's astonishing. I'm gonna go with the Eagles to win the division. They're the best well-rounded team in the division. When Dak Prescott is hurt, I think with Dak Prescott not be if he's not hurt, I think they win the Cowboys win the division. But I think with him being hurt contributes a lot, and I think the Eagles are gonna benefit from that and pull away with the division lead, even though they're not winning by much right now. And the NFC West. So this is, I think, one of the best divisions in football. They're so competitive between the Cardinals, Rams, and Seahawks. I'm gonna go with the Cardinals. I think, ooh, this is tough though. I'm gonna go with the Cardinals. I think they're one him them or the Rams. I think are gonna win it. I think the Seahawks defense lacks a lot, and I think that. They're not going to live up to the occasion in terms of being able to win big games as they just lost one of the divisional games to the Rams. I think the Rams, they're good, but I think they need a better rushing attack. I think their defense needs to step it up a little more. Yes, they played amazing against the Seahawks, but Russell Wilson hasn't been playing the best, so I mean that might help. Cardinals just pulled off one of the best Hail Marys I've seen in a while and probably ever, with DeAndre Hopkins chucked it up. So I think it's really a toss up between the Cardinals and Rams. I don't think right now you can decide a winner, honestly. So yeah. So we have two more divisions left, the NFC North and the NFC South. We'll start with the North. I think the Packers are going to pull away with this. I think they're one of the best teams in the NFC completely. And I don't think the Bears can live up to what they were. They were 5-1. They're 5-5 now. It's just tough. I mean, the Packers, I think, The defense lacks a lot, but the Bears really need an O-line to help their offense out because they can barely get any points. And you could see as the Vikings, their offense lacked a lot in the loss of Nick Foles for probably maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. It'll hurt them a lot. Lions, I just don't think they're in contention. I just don't think they're good enough this year. I think this is more of a rebuilding year, or the past years have been rebuilding years for them. So yeah. NFC South. This is a toss-up between the Saints and Buccaneers. I'm gonna go with the Buccaneers. I just feel like the Saints, sure they're winning the division right now, but they've also played one less games. But I just feel like Michael Thomas, who was a big part of the Saints team last year, he is living up to what he typically is and was last year. So I think it's a big factor. I also think that Brady is gonna play a lot better. I mean, coming from the Patriots. I really think Brady's gonna play a lot better, and I think he's gonna step it up big time for them. I think Ronald Jones is gonna emerge and play games, really good games, in these upcoming weeks. So that's why I think the Bucs are favorites. And the Falcons and the Panthers, I just don't think they're good enough this year. I just don't think they're just in contention, really. I don't think they can keep up and everything. So now we're going to talk about basically awards. So for the MVP discussion, I'm going to say Kyler Murray. Yes, I know it's a decent pick, but I just think Kyler Murray is one of the best well-rounded QBs in the league. I think he's playing amazing. He has all the stats that quarterbacks need to win this. And yeah, looking at like when Cam Newton won the MVP in 2015, looking back at those stats through the first 9, 10 games of the season versus Kyler's. Kyler's are way better, and I think that will really propel him into he really should be in the MVP discussion without a doubt. Offensive player of the year. I'm gonna say Dalvin Cook. I know it's like the obvious answer, but I think that he's really been carrying the Vikings to a position where they can succeed in the future. I think if the Vikings use their draft picks right, I think they can be a better team. I think Dalvin Cook's a big part of that this year. And yeah. Defense player of the year. A lot of people are gonna say Aaron Donald. I just don't think right now. I think Myles Garrett's outplaying him a bit. So I feel like Myles Garrett's a very good player, and so is Aaron Donald, don't get me wrong. But I just feel like right now, Myles Garrett is playing a little bit better, and especially on the Browns defense, which good. I just feel like, sure, I think he should be, he's deserving of it. That's gonna be it for my podcast today. Thank you all so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next podcast.